placed my towel on the ground to kneel on. Then I have a standard brass cleaner and cloth.
Englishman Trevor Sage gets on his knees in front of a doorway on a quiet Prague street. He's shining a brass plaque honouring Jewish Dr. Yishi Baum, who lived at this address until he was sent to his death by the Nazis in 1943.
He was a Czech zoologist, museum curator, explorer and writer.
Trevor isn't Jewish and has no personal link to the Holocaust. But over the last year or so, he's cleaned all of Prague's 300-plus Stolpersteine, or stumbling stones.
In Czech, the Stolpersteine are known as the Stones of the Disappeared. And when I observed the stones on the sidewalk, some of them were quite illegible and quite dirty under the grime of the street. And I thought it was quite a shame to see that the names had disappeared for a second time.
The small memorial plaques were first created in the 1990s by German artist Günter Demnig. Since then, he's laid over 70,000 in more than 20 countries. Germany, Austria, Belgium, France, Greece, Italy, Poland, Argentina, and more. At first, Trevor Sage, who's retired, was shy about sprucing up those in Prague, not being Czech. But then he found some online inspiration.
In July of last year, there was a Facebook post of a retired gentleman in Salzburg, Gerhard Geier, and he had cleaned 388 in his city. And I thought that was such a wonderful thing to do, and that really inspired me to actually go ahead and try and do something about the stones in Prague.
I was leaving shop with my little daughter, and I was quite surprised with a man on his knees cleaning something on the ground. He looked like a maintenance guy. And so I approached him. I realized he was cleaning one of the metal stones in the pavement.
Last summer, Czech woman Jitka Hejtmanová was the first person in Prague to approach Trevor when he was cleaning the memorial stones.
So I asked him what was his name, why he was doing it, and he said he just wanted these stones to be clean. The people deserve it. So I took a few pictures of him. I asked him first, and I took a few pictures of him, and I made it a very simple Facebook post, which till today was probably shared 500 times or something.
This social media posting garnered so much attention that Trevor Sage set up the Stolpersteine Prague Facebook page. It's grown into an online community of people interested in his work, keen to also get involved.
Recently I asked for support in order to clean the 311 stones in time for Yom HaShoah, which is the Jewish Holocaust Memorial Day on the 2nd of May. I was absolutely astounded with the response I had. Within 7 days I had over 50 volunteers to clean all the stones in the city. I was very grateful for that kind of response to my appeal.
Trevor sent me a map. Between myself and my girlfriend, we went to 10 different destinations around our area, and we cleaned up the different landmarks honouring the families that were there, and we took some photos to send back to Trevor.
Gali Hartov is among those inspired by Sage to clean up the Stolpersteine for Yom HaShoah. The South African Israeli, who's 27, is grateful to the Englishman for shining a light on the memorials.
If it weren't for this publicity and it weren't for this kind of memory and interest shown by the public, it wouldn't continue and people would forget about it. And it's through Trevor's efforts, it's through Trevor's project that the memory and purpose of these different locations are continuing. So for me, who finds a lot of like emotional and personal connection to the project, I find it to be important, and I find what he does to be something that I would be thankful for, and I'm sure my family would be too.
Trevor is looking forward to more of the small brass blocks being embedded in Prague sidewalks later this year.
There's a great deal of satisfaction for myself raising the profile of the stones and the victims and making them, you know, people are talking about them, and through talking about them we will remember the atrocities, and hopefully everyone will keep them in our mind, we will remember them, and we won't repeat the same mistakes again.
Ian Willoughby, DW, Prague.